You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Come out of the world,
oh my people, seek the truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. I pray this message will help you to resist the enemy and to draw closer to Yah. We must understand that we are in a problem today, that the enemy has foretold a long time ago what was going to happen and how it was going to be, that he would make us lose all self-control and we would not follow the words of Yah. We would not desire to follow his words, and we would take pleasure in following the enemy, some of us knowingly and some of us unknowingly. The scriptures tell us to stay close to Yah, to know the word, and to take every thought captive to obey a wonderful Messiah. This is not happening out there today. The enemy is making our emotions get so out of control that we no longer have any self-control. And there's no topic more than any of this than the root of all of what the enemy does for us. And that's to drive us to do things, not out of obedience to Yah, but out of anger. We must get rid of the root if we want to get rid of everything that grows from it. And the self-bitterness, the accusing spirits, and everything that we can think of when it comes to spiritual warfare is all connected to this out of control emotions that the enemy makes us feel, and the accusing spirits that come along with that, which has to do with the common things we feel all day long, jealousy, envy, and everything that's from the enemy. And I'd say one of the major things on that list is the anger that people have, the earthly anger. I'm not talking about the so-called wording of this righteous anger, which is not anything to do with the way the human anger is. I think it's worded very poorly to say righteous anger of Yah, because when Yah was angry, it has nothing to do with the out of control sin, letting control of our emotions that the enemy has us. When we look at the anger of man, that's driven by the accusing spirits, bitterness, ego, and everything else that goes against the humility of Yah. Was Yah's so-called righteous anger, or we could say justification, was driven by a passion to help one another, to bless one another. And the things of Yah are going to be forgiving of our brothers and sisters. The things of Yah are going to help us to be aware of our situations and be in complete self-control of the way we react. Nothing in the Word says that giving up our self-control, the way anger drives us to do so, and the accusing spirits drive us to do so, are mimicking what Yah wants us to do and how He wants us to be. So I know many of you that are watching right now are living in the world. And the Bible tells us about living in the world, that we must be in the world, but we don't have to be acting like the world. So we need to admit to ourselves when we're losing self-control and letting anger get the best of us. We have the obvious signs in the way our tongue is and the words we speak. But then we have the inner signs of the way we think. And our emotional state when we hear of certain things or injustice is done. And the scripture says that Yah will straighten these things out. And He will make things right. But when we must take control and we must get revenge. And we must spread the information to other people about how somebody wronged us and did this and did that. This root of the self-accusing spirits, with anger being at the forefront of it, is something we must get rid of. We must get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brewing and slander, and every form of malice. That's what it says in the scriptures. And Yah doesn't want us. Yah says to, you know, not gratify the desires of the flesh, but to walk by the Spirit. That's what he wants us to do. You know, every person is going to be tempted and lured and enticed by his own desires to lose self-control, but we must stick close to Yah. The manly earthly anger has severe consequences. Severe consequences. Yah says that there's he has a plan for us that has a future and a hope. And he has his timing for us, but it says in the scripture, a wicked man will not live out his full time according to Yah's plan. He'll die before his time. That's not Yah's desire for us. In Job, it says, anger kills a fool. Anger kills. And a quick-tempered person does foolish things, as it says in Proverbs. A man of great anger will bear the penalty, as it says in Proverbs 19. We have to take control over what we're letting to feed us, what we're letting to feed our mind. Are we focused on the word of Yah and the calmness and the forgiveness and the love of Yeshua, the example he set? Are we looking to just destroy people that we feel treated us unjustly? We must protect the good roots that are stirring in us and destroy the bad roots. We must have our mind on the things of Yah and not on the earthly things. It tells us not even to make friends with a hot, tempered person, or associate with them one who is easily angered. We need to understand about the spiritual warfare and the spiritual battles that are out there and what's taking place. The Bible over and over and over calls somebody who is hot-headed, has a short temper, a fool. A fool. The wisdom of Yah and the fear of Yah is going to yield the patience, is going to yield a trust and a peace and a calmness. We look at the fruit of the Spirit that says love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And self-control. If you have these self-accusing spirits tormenting you, anger is going to be one of the common traits that are associated with you. Our Creator talks about love, and his idea of love and hate are so different than the human ideas of love and hate. But we have every opportunity to reach his level when we're resisting the enemy. We resist the enemy and he will flee, is what it says, and do not give in to his ways. So we have to understand Yah wants us to have a circumcised heart. He wants our heart, the only roots coming out of our heart, to be the things of Yeshua, the things of Him. Not the things that are going to destroy us. And anger is a major heart issue, and it's a root that is being stirred up, a strong root that's very difficult to destroy, because it's a worldly issue. It's not the things that Yah wants for his people. It's not connected to the shalom and peace in our lives. And it's something we must get rid of if we want to have the life that Yah wants us to live. Many people think when they're tormented by the enemy, it must be them throwing their bodies around or committing severe harm from a physical viewpoint to their bodies. But that is not the only way the enemy torments us. The enemy and his accusing spirits will have us walking around in a state of anger and rage and short-tempered, and it's a terrible, terrible torture by the enemy for people to be walking around and acting like this and doing this and justifying it through prayer and patience and willfulness to get closer to Yah and resisting the enemy and resisting the flesh and resisting this world. We can overcome this. We can overcome this, but we first must admit that we have a spiritual battle going on that we're losing when we give in to these things. We must admit that we cannot act and respond in this way. We must not let that root get stirred up inside us at all. Not hold it in, not to get angry and hold it in, but not to get angry. That's it. To learn the forgiveness and the love for the things that hurt us in the past. To have patience with people in the future. To make the right choices in judging and discernment and helping others to lift them up and not tear them down. To not stoop to the level of somebody who is hot-tempered and angry and losing all self-control. And that's what people do. There's a saying, when you have two people yelling and screaming and arguing, you have two fools. There's no justification in this type of behavior. There's no justification other than justifying that the enemy has taken control over you. We must let our Yah take care of our situations. Vengeance is His. We must seek to lift up our neighbors, and the scriptures even calls to love our enemies. To love our enemies. There's no anger in that. There's forgiveness. And there's prayer. The Yah has given us the great opportunity to put us in certain situations where we have an opportunity to reveal our growth to ourselves and also to others. The Proverbs talk about all hot-tempered people and people with anger and how it leads to destruction and death. But you look at the patient, forgiving person. There is no forgiveness in an angry person. They just want to push the issue. Forgiveness, not just forgiving, but forgetting and not letting that thing become a root in us. And this is the problem. Every single one of us has been treated unjustly by the world, by the enemy. And he continues to try to do that. But we can't let that get to us. We can't try to justify that. We can fight for what Yah wants, and the best thing we can do is not to let the enemy take over and let us get out of the character of Yeshua. Anger of the world today is when we're angry to a degree where we want to stoop to that level, the enemy's level, and not help others, and not forgive others. The so-called righteous anger of Yah was done to help people, not hurt people. It was to protect people, not out of vengeance. We must understand the difference, the so-called difference, for those of you that justify, well, Yeshua was turning over tables. He wasn't doing that on an earthly emotion to harm people. His goal and his one only goal is to help people. He says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from the wicked ways so they would live. Where the human hate and the human anger is to hurt people and destroy people and put an end to people. With love and a passion for people to change quickly is what our Creator wanted, not with this wishing harm on other people or speaking with your tongue evil words that stem from the root of anger and self-bitterness and bitterness in general. It starts from the root in the heart, and the tongue is an expression of that. Earthly anger is going to produce words and stir up the tongue to say things that are not helping people, but hurting people, are not supporting, but bringing them down. A person that's stirred up by the true motives of Yah are going to speak words that are going to encourage people. And ask yourself this. If you believe in this thing called self, if you believe in this thing called righteous anger, ask yourself this. Do the words that come out of your mouth encourage people or hurt people? We're not even discussing the tone when somebody's angry. But let's just look at the words, and then we can think about the tone. But look at the words. If you're following the model of Yeshua, every single word that comes out of your mouth is going to be a word of encouragement. If you're following the worldly idea of the accusing spirits of these things and the negative roots that stem from the enemy, the words that come out of your mouth are going to hurt people. And we could say sometimes the truth hurts. People don't want to hear the truth and all this. But Yah's truth will always encourage. Will always encourage. Even if it's your enemy, it'll always encourage it. It'll encourage them. It'll encourage them to see things in a different light. And I won't say they'll be hurt by your words if they're true and they don't want to admit it, but it'll help them think and realize. But when you say words and do things stirred up from this bitterness and this anger, it's going to hurt people. People are going to get defensive to a degree where they're going to try to hurt you back. They're not going to let down and open up and want Yah to work on them. But this isn't your words and your issue as much as it is a self issue, which each person, and anger is a wonderful example of the root that's truly binding up inside us. It says in the scriptures that our Creator is slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Unforgiveness and bitterness are going to lead to the worldly anger that most people are suffering from today. And we could even throw in their self-bitterness. These are the accusing spirits of Satan that tried to kill and destroy each person. We must not let that root continue to grow and destroy that root and take it out. We must let our hearts be circumcised. It's time for a root canal to get rid of the wickedness and the bitterness that Satan has planted inside us. Follow the example of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that those of you that have anger, bitterness, can admit it and take control over it and get rid of it. It's a very powerful thing when the scriptures say to love your enemies. To love those that are hurting you. To love those that are saying things and doing things or have done things to you that are horrible, that are hurtful. To be able to forgive or to let it pass by you. These are powerful things. These are powerful things that Yeshua wanted us to learn. That's how we're resisting the enemy where he will flee. Is when we don't engage in the anger. Don't engage in the hot-temperedness. This is what we need to learn. On a physical level, disease is going to manifest when we have these thoughts of anger towards people or situations. When we try to justify our anger, the self-accusing spirits have taken over so much. We need to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Say a prayer and ask the Father Yah to just help you to not let these accusing spirits torment you anymore. And that they would be gone from your life. They would be gone from your life now and forever. If you truly want to have the peace and the shalom of Yah, this is what you must do. This is what you must do. The enemy will tell you lies, that you must hold on to this anger and resentment for a person. It's only hurting you, not them. Let go. Understand the power of forgiveness. Understand the power of forgetting. Understand the power of letting go. And then you can understand the peace and the shalom that Yah has for you. Be wise and discern wisely in your relationship with others. But do not engage with hot-tempered, angry people to the level that they're engaging with you. Calm the situation down. Don't add fire to it. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. I pray this is something that we could put into practice. Something that will help us. Something that'll give us joy and peace in our lives and a special shalom in our lives. To help us to grow. To help us to grow closer to Yah. Thank you, Father, for this. So many situations out there today that the enemy's using to destroy us. He's just waiting for something to happen for us to get upset. Do you know the true power of forgiveness? I just saw yesterday there was a story about two young black men that were tortured by a group of police officers. And the police officers were caught and they were on trial and now they were sentenced. And one of those police turned around to the victims and said, there's no excuse for what he did, and he apologizes. And he accepts his faith. And one of those victims says, I forgive you. I forgive you. Wow. Wow. You understand it's tormenting yourself when you hold on to these things. I know there are people who do crazy things out of control by these demons that'll try to tear people apart and tear situations apart. We need to know our surroundings. We need to know where we are. We need to know what's going on in our lives. We need to be careful in the way we engage. Setting an example of lifting up Yeshua. Lifting up. Edifying our Creator. Edifying Him. A hot-tempered person stirs up strife. But the slow to anger calms the dispute. The slow to anger calms a dispute. That's how you know. What is this? How are we responding? A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Self-control. A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. These things are powerful. Listen, it says in Proverbs 14:16-17, the wise fear Yah and shun evil, but a fool is hot-headed and yet feels secure. A quick-tempered person does foolish things, and one who devises evil scams is hated. We need to know as believers to be more disciplined in our lives. We need to get this and understand this. Praise our wonderful Creator that we could show the gentleness, the kindness, and the love of our wonderful Creator to all. You know, it says in the scriptures that there's an unspeakable joy, an unexplainable joy to the world that we experience when we have the trust and the belief in Yah. Like King David, people were coming to try to kill him and destroy him, but he was able to stay strong and get a night's sleep because he trusted in Yah. Vengeance is Yah, not yours. Take joy in knowing that Yah wants the best for you, his shalom and peace to cover you, not the craziness of this world today. The enemy will throw many reasons for you to be upset. Resist the enemy and he will flee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I pray this will help you. I pray this will guide you. And I pray this will bless you. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for the brothers and sisters that are listening to this message. And Father Yah, may you help us and strengthen us to be more like Yeshua. And let the fruit of the Spirit shine through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day. Yah be with you all. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you here on WCNO 89.9 FM.